what we spend. Can we spend what we invite? We think that there's no change in things. We try with all our might. The reason we keep hitting walls instead of rising above. We didn't ask directions or accept the gifts of love.
You don't have to what?
Put in
You don't have to believe anything that you hear me say out of this book. You don't have to welcome it. Some of it you're going to say, I don't believe it. It's hard to believe. Some of the things are going to startle you. And contrary to popular opinion, you're not here to judge me. And what I'm saying, that's not, I hope that's why you didn't show up, just to judge me. Okay? But I promise you, if you will use the ideas, you'll see that the ideas work. So we're going to be on page 109. In the text, page 109. And I'm starting at paragraph 2. Oh yeah. No, I'm gonna go back and go over the first paragraph in that section. The section is called "Be Vigilant Only for God and God's Kingdom." That's the same as saying "Be Vigilant Only for Love and Its Joy." Of course, the miracles has its own definitions of all these terms that sound like Christian terminology. Kingdom, in the course, miracles simply means joy. So a lot of times I'll just give you the new interpretations. And the purpose of that is so that when we hear these words in the world, we have a new interpretation of it. And if we got programmed with it as a child and have some fear of misperceptions around these terminologies, we have a new perception of them, which is really the easiest way to do it. It's already there anyway. I'm going to hear it anyway, so I just will have a new interpretation of it. Okay? So the Course says there are three rules to being happy. First rule is to have, give all to all, which the Course says that means simply to have full appreciation, give full appreciation.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't have to give your house away. To have, give all to all just means give somebody some appreciation, give somebody some props, you know. Okay, yourself especially.
Yeah.
The second rule that he says that your right loving mind is trying to teach you is that if you want to have peace, then you got to be peaceful if you want to have it. So first I have to give full appreciation, and then if I want to have peace, I have to demonstrate peace. If I want to have peace, I have to demonstrate peace. If I want to have peace, I have to demonstrate peace. And then it says the last thing that you do is you are vigilant for love and its joy. You're vigilant for God and God's kingdom. So I got to be appreciative and demonstrate and be vigilant. I need to be appreciative, I need to demonstrate, and I need to be vigilant if I want to stay happy. If I don't want to be every now and then thing. Okay? Wherever you lapse in any one of those, picture that is creating a hole. And through that hole comes the things that upset you. The hole in your peace is nothing but the moment you're not practicing it. It makes so much sense, it just don't make no sense, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just makes too much sense, my head gonna pop in a second, I'm used to it. Okay, so now let me go back to where we left off in the last episode. Read this paragraph. It says, "Be vigilant only for God and His kingdom." We said before that the Holy Spirit is evaluative. The part of you that loves you is evaluative. It has to be. So there's a part of you, the Course says, that's sorting out the false from the true in your mind. There's a part of you that's teaching you to judge every thought that enters your mind in light of the truth. Compare what you're thinking and what you're letting in your mind and compare it to the truth, which is that you are loved, you are loving, and you are lovable, and that's all you deserve. So I'm gonna judge everything that comes to my mind by whether or not it's helping me believe that love is all I deserve, or whether it's making me forget that love is all I deserve. So the right mind in me, the Course says, the Holy Spirit in me is sorting out between what I need to keep and what I need to let go of. It said your right mind has three ways of dealing with everything that you're listening to in the world or experiencing every day. The first thing it does is, if something that you say to me is loving and in accord with my peace, he says, then I'm going to accept that.